All right. We can get started. So quite a big room, quite a big audience. I guess it's Thursday and people must have already seen our sessions. We have been presenting this data session almost every day. And then we did a breakout yesterday. But good to have you guys here. I'm very excited to talk about secure collaboration and especially around email, secure email collaboration between organizations and all the other stuff that you're producing between the two teams. So here is my counterpart, Ian Hemeroff. You can't see him, yes. He's invisible right now. My name is Gagan Gulati. I am a PM on the Azure Information Protection side, and we are working with our Office 365 counterparts to bring you the best of both the products that we're building together. Before we get into secure collaboration, here are a few slides that kind of walk you through the issues that we see today. The customers come to us and talk to us about why do they want to see information protection. One, of course, is hacks are making headlines. Whether it's Sony, whether it's Target, we have seen those happening, where we also saw Mr. Snowden coming in and on a wheelbarrow taking all the data out, right? So people want to make sure that when they have information, the information stays protected to the company that it belongs to and doesn't leave the company. That's number one. We know that. Number two is a lot of customers come in and say, look, I have a privacy check mark and I have a compliance check mark, and I need to have those checked even when I believe my data is secured well. Cool, that's fine too. The last, but not the least, actually the most important one is the growth of this mobile usage that we have in our current worlds. Whether you're using your personal phone, your personal laptops, data will come over there, company data shows up there, and you want to make sure that this company data stays encrypted to your company and doesn't leave the company. So there is no shortage of motivation, right, on why we want to protect our data. And we also know that email is the number one source of data gathering, collection within the company, if somebody wants to come in, and data leaving the company as well. So you want to make sure that your emails stay secure when this go out. And there are no shortage of solutions out there to basically protect your email today or encrypt your email. You go out there, many point solutions that exist that build on top of Office 365 today or on your on-prem products, right? Almost every company that believe in data security and has secrets has an email security solution out there today. But the question, the problem that we see today out there is that secure email needs to just work. There are too many issues. It's complicated. You need to bring a point solution to your existing Exchange work or Office 365 work. There is no common workflow to make this work. So if you ever deal with a bank, all of us do, or a healthcare company, your bank officer has to first go somewhere, log into a portal, put his credentials, and then send an encrypted email to the person outside. You have to do the same thing. You have to go somewhere else, log into a portal, write the email back so it stays encrypted and compliance is met. It's very hard. And you don't do that normally, right? When you're sending somebody an email, you just open up Outlook, type your email, you're good to go. But when you want to do B2C or encrypted email, you got to go somewhere else. That's not fair. Why would you have two different ways to send email? Why can't you do it right from Outlook? Policies are too restrictive. How many of you guys know about RMS? Rights management, IRM, OMI, oh, there you go. So RMS, if you want to send somebody an email, protected email, you have to use do not forward, and that's it. That's all we give you, other than the company policy. So you cannot even send those emails outside the company because you know they won't work, right? So that's basically the next two, which is if I send you a do not forward email and you are in a different company, today it won't work. And when it doesn't work, you send me an email back saying, hey, can you send it unencrypted? Right? And your confidence in this entire framework that we have built over the years goes down dramatically. Not fair. So that's one of the big problems. And the other one is even when we are within the company, if you're using an iPhone like I do and using Apple Mail, that I don't do, if you're using Apple Mail, then that email won't show up. And it'll give you a big text which says, hey, download Microsoft Office on Windows on your iPhone. We know that's a problem. Right? This is not the way email should work, secure email should work. We want to solve that. And that's where we are here for. So both the Office 365 teams and us, we have got together to give you this seamless experience of sending secure email when you are within the company, between business partners, B2B, or even when you're sending an email like this to somebody outside the company, for example, on a Microsoft account or Gmail or Yahoo or others. So the same experience, we want to give you the best experience from a sender point of view and from recipient point of view as well, irrespective of the device, irrespective of the identity, and irrespective of the app you're using. And that's what we're going to demo to you in the next 15 minutes or so. So, and the big ones really are reducing the complexity, bringing manual and automated protection in. So automatically encrypt emails if they have to. Don't wait for the user to encrypt them. So that's another one. And make sure that the recipients can always read your email. So here is a list of big investments that we're making. You don't have to bother about them. You just look for the experience and say, this is good. But in general, if you are an RMS customer today or an Office 365 customer, this BYOK has been one of the biggest reasons why customers have not used EXO or Exchange Online plus RMS or IRM. So we're bringing that in. Automatic setup of RMS, we're not going to show you that. But what we're going to show you are a few demos from a customer, from a user point of view. That's what you care about. That's what we care about as well. So let's walk through the demos and show you what we have built. So here is an example of a person. His name is Alex. He works for, I don't know how much you can see, but Alex works for a company called ACP Demo One. It's an Office 365 company. And he wants to send an email. So I'm going to show you two of the big pieces of work that we've done there. He wants to send an email to this guy called Rob, who works for our Office 365 ACP Demo 2. So it's a different Office 365 company, right? So two different companies. He wants to send him a protected or a secret document to that other company. Today, if you go try it in your Outlook, it won't work, right? So that's number one. And even if it worked, the only way you can send him this email was using this do not forward concept. The concept is, if I send you an email, it will be do not forward, so you cannot print it. You can only reply back to me. You cannot save this document somewhere or email an attachment somewhere, and you cannot forward it to others. But I actually wanted to send it to you, and I trust you enough that you can forward it to other people in your company, right? I actually trust you enough. But we don't give you a way to do that today with Outlook and with Azure Information Protection. So we're bringing two concepts in here that I hope you appreciate. One is the ability to send it to another business, so the B2B will now work. And the other concept is there are more policies than just do not forward. So we created a new policy. We will tinker with the name based on your feedback that you will give us. But for now, it's called recipients only, allowing sharing with others. So I will send it to Rob. Rob can open this email, but Rob is also allowed to forward it around to other people that he trusts, right? So we are expanding the trust zone, but it continues to stay encrypted with whosoever he forwards it to. Right, so you have the same level of RMS that you expect, that it's encrypted, only authorized people can open it. Somebody who's not authorized or mad in the middle cannot open this email, so that's taken care of. But the usability from Rob or the recipient point of view is much better than what he would have had with do not forward. Right, so that's the concept that we really talk about here. So I'm going to send this email over to Rob, just like I would send a normal email. I click send, and so this is Alex for you. So now let's go and see what happens on Rob's side. So this is Rob for you. Rob has, the email will come in a minute, but Rob is a different, Rob belongs to a different company, you know, ACP Demo 2, just using Outlook, normal, his normal stuff. Let's see if I can just, while the email comes in, I'm just gonna try out opening the other email, and that's it. I just got an email, I double-clicked on it, and it opened up. No fancy authentication requirements, no fancy federations between the two companies. If both users are on Office 365, they're using Outlook on mobile, Outlook on Windows, it just works. The email just opens up as it was coming from somebody in the company. We took care of authorization, federating the companies behind the scenes, and all of that good stuff for you guys, right? And that's it, you can open this email. The attachment is also encrypted, which you would expect, so that it cannot just copy the attachment to send to somebody else. No, it's also encrypted with the same policies as the email was. As you can see, it's recipient only allow sharing. You cannot, I don't know how much you can see, but you cannot copy content out. If I try to copy it, it will not allow me to copy. In this case, allow it printing, because you know, hey, you can print. But this email, this document just cannot be put on a torrent and the whole world can open it. No, that will not happen, because it's encrypted, authorized to Rob only. Now, look, I trust Rob. Alex trusted Rob, so send him the email. And this is the other feature. Unlike do not forward, Rob has the ability to forward this email to other people in his company or outside, you know, as part of the V team. And that was not possible before either. So now you can, Rob can do that. He can forward this around. And Alex still has control over the email because he is the owner. So he can, at a later point in time, track and revoke the email if he wanted. So that's the first big thing, the ability to do business to business in a secure collaboration, in a secure way, keeping control of the emails that are flowing between the two businesses. So that's one. The other one that will excite you more, I hope, is the ability for now you guys, for an Office 365 customer, to send an email securely to somebody at gmail.com, right? Like, that's the real value for money. So in case you are a financial institution or a healthcare institution where you had to go, if you were to send an email to a customer, you would have to go to a new portal and type in your email and pass, you know, type in the username and send him an email from there. But now, moving on, sitting in Outlook, you have the ability to send a protected email, a secure email which meets your compliance needs, right from Outlook. You just type in the username, gagan@ignite@gmail.com. I will choose my permissions to be do not forward, and that's it. I can just click send. I click send, the email goes to a recipient who is a completely different world, in a completely different world, a consumer world. And he, let's see if he has the ability, and he will have the ability to open such email. So okay, so that email came to me already. I open this email, double click on it. If I am using, and if the recipient is using Outlook with Gmail on mobile, like a lot of people use Outlook on mobile is our company acquisition. If I'm using Outlook for Gmail or Outlook on Windows with Gmail, the email will just open because we had your gmail.com token with us. We federated with the Google identity. We said, yep, that's the right guy. We got the ticket from them and we sent it to the RMS server. The RMS server said, yep, cool, I accept it, and the email will just work. This was never possible, right? So if you're using Outlook with Gmail, if your customer or consumer is using Outlook on Gmail, the email will just open up the same experience as they would get with a normal email, right? I only showed you Outlook on Windows, but if I showed you Outlook on mobile, that's the same case. So that's one. But we know that a lot of Gmail users will not be using Outlook, right? They have many different other ways to open up these email. So let's try out the experience that I might have when I'm using Gmail or with Chrome, not a Microsoft Word, right? It's a completely different word. That's the email I just sent a few minutes ago. It's 11:17. And it was an RMS-protected email, right? But what we did, we went a bit clever. We did still have the RMS-protected email attached to this email. So if you're using Outlook on my phone, I would be able to open up this RPMSG, rights-protected message, right there. But because you're using an unenlightened client that happens to be Chrome, Google Chrome, that has no idea about RMS, what we did was we created a nice customized wrapper email just for this guy, for this email. It says, Alex has sent you a message that is protected with Office 365. Click here to read this message. So what we did was we took the same email that I just sent to Alex, we put it on our Exchange servers, kept safe for this guy, and we basically now have this email out there for 2 months. So in this case, Gagan@Ignite, this guy, all he has to do is to click here to read this message. And what we're doing here is we're taking him to our backend portal, essentially OWA, Office 365 Web Access, and it tells this guy, Alex has sent you a message, and we've also figured out that he's gmail.com guy. So we basically said, you want to use your Google account to view this message? If the answer is yes, click here to sign in with Google. If not, you can use a one-time passcode, right? So the idea is, like, a lot of people will say, no, I don't want to use my Google account. That's okay, use a one-time passcode. We're going to send, just like, you know, how do you do two-factor auth right now, we will send a passcode back to his Gmail account, ask him to authenticate using that. But what I'm going to show you is the sign in with Google experience. Now, I was already signed in my Chrome here, right, with the gmail.com guy. So we know that you've already signed in. We won't ask you for a password here. If you were not signed in at all, we would ask you for that. And this consent dialog shows up. Now, this is a very common consent dialog. If you go to any website and you say sign in with Facebook, sign in with Google, sign in with Microsoft account, you'll see this dialog. We ask for some very basic information, which is literally your email and your token that comes from it. And all this guy has to do now is to say allow. So he clicks allow, very standard federated auth experience. And here you go. Your Gmail guy gets the same experience as you would get if you're an Office 365 user. You get a nice Outlook Web Access experience. It says, hey, Alex sent you an email. Do not forward. Read the email. And you're not allowed to forward. And just for the fun of it, yes, you were not allowed to forward this email. So we now have the ability to take this protected email and send it to anybody in the world. If they happen to have a consumer account, like a Gmail account or a Microsoft account, and very soon a Yahoo account, cool. We will give them a sign-in with that account. If you happen to be if the recipient happens to be an on-prem user, like not Office 365 or on-prem user, or using Comcast.net or using some other provider, then they can use our one-time passcode experience and have the ability to open the email that we have sent them. Right? So this is basically what we call as the secure email experience that we are bringing up. It is, if I can demo it to you, it means it's running in production. And it requires you to have Azure Rights Management because that's the platform that's being used by Office 365 to deliver all of this work. And we are running, at this point in time, we are running in production. We are inviting our customers to join our preview program. If you're interested in this, if this is something that you see as you like, then send us an email at protectemailpreview@microsoft.com or meet me later and I can hand you over a card on how you can join this preview and start protecting your email. If you're interested more in knowing this, now we have done with all of our sessions, but here are a couple of other sessions. The breakout session that we did yesterday evening at 4, break BRK2128, that was a 75-minute version of this 20-minute version, where we walked through the details of each of the improvements that we have made. We are very excited to bring this to you guys. I hope you liked what you saw in the last 20 minutes. If you like it, evaluate the session, please. And thank you very much for coming here.